The junior Springboks have steamrolled their way to the top of Pool A and the Under 20 World Championship semi-finals. And in this episode, you are going to get a front row seat to their latest demolition job, an annihilation of Scotland. It started with the most extraordinary try. Scotland were on the charge, dominating the opening stages. We're talking the first 3 or so minutes here, where they had virtually all the ball and all the possession. I couldn't quite make out, but I thought it was their fly half, Matthew Irwin, who went with the kick pass that Jaco Williams read it brilliantly to intercept and then went on a run. Beat a few defenders before kicking ahead, collecting the ball himself and completing a sensational 80-meter try. I'm not sure you're going to see better than that at any level of rugby. Absolutely brilliant. And we had our second try of the day after just 9 minutes. Captain Tundal Biela going over after a line-out maul drive. Oh, we are so good at those, aren't we? It's just in our DNA, if you ask me. Don't bring up the Italy try from that test match at Loftus against the senior Springboks, of course. The third try was another thing of beauty. This time, Keanu Iverson broke away from the fringes and nearly went all the way. But he was stopped, not a problem, as we just did really well to get quick ball before a skip pass that sent Dominic Malchas through the gap. I wonder if any Scottish spies might have been able to help them prevent that skip pass try. Right now, at this point, I'm just thinking, if I keep up with this pace, this entire episode will just be me rehashing each of our tries. It took just 15 minutes for us to secure the try bonus point when Jaco Williams went over for his second of the afternoon. I think what would have been most pleasing about this win for coach Kevin Foote is the fact that he made wholesale changes and the new look side went onto that field and just carried on straight from where the so-called first choice team left off. That brings two big positives for South Africa. One, the regular starting 15, and indeed match day 23, got some well-deserved rest, and so will be fresh for the semi-finals. But there is a backup group of players here who have just announced to Coach Foote that they can play too. And should there be any niggles or injuries, or any doubt in the minds of Foote and his coaching staff as to who should be involved in that semi-final, then there are several players who are not only willing, but also able to step in and do duty. As for Scotland, yes, it's true, they were the weakest team in Pool A, but they actually started well. I wonder if they had managed to keep the ball in those opening exchanges and actually scored a try, if the match might have headed in a different direction. I doubt it, though. We were clearly so much better than them. So I guess the match was already over as a contest after just 15 minutes. And then it was just going to be a question of how ruthless we could be here. And so Oliver Reid dotted down for the junior box. But at least the Scots did not just lie down. Seb Stephen going over for the Scots. It's a great sight in rugby, isn't it? To see a front rower bursting his way over. It was actually Jack Hocking who broke through a tackle attempt, and that allowed him to put Stephen through. You almost want to say you're happy that this happened, instead of what looked like a 75-0 beating brewing. Immediately, the junior box hit back, though. Dominic Malchas again with a great breakthrough before sending fullback Guillermo Mentu over. Johnny Rasmus would also go over. And what I really liked about this try is that we actually went through 12 phases before Erasmus scored. That just shows us that this team is patient in attack and has plans and structure in the way they go about their business. Yes, we have a sublime backline that has scored all-time top 10 tries at this tournament so far. They're incredibly easy on the eye. They really do play sexy rugby. But there are also fundamentals and basics that must never be forgotten. And the Erasmus try was an example of that for me. Sometimes You need your forwards to just carry that ball forward and gain meters at a time. And sometimes you don't gain meters, maybe centimeters and even millimeters. But that's the hard work and the dirty work that a lot of folks don't always appreciate. Especially when you have men like Mentu, Uister, Williams, Peed, and Ndlozi working their magic in the back line. And so the score at the break in Calvisano was South Africa 45, Scotland 7. I guess it also just shows what I know, because my score prediction was 35-15. And that was full-time, not half-time, by the way. They were utterly blown away by our boys. And the start of the second period wasn't going to be easy, because Scotland lost Charlie Moss on the stroke of the interval, after a tackle that included head contact on Cheswell Uister. I guess at this point I was thinking South Africa could put 100 on the board here. Okay, that's not actually what ended up happening. Instead, it was a combination of us maybe taking our foot off the gas a little bit, and the Scots getting their act together and putting in a far better showing in the second 40. And that in itself is not a bad thing. Scotland even scored a second try of the day, thanks to Oliver Finlayson-Russell. Remember, as much as we want our boys to be dominant, it's also a good thing for them to be tested. So just running over the opposition isn't exactly helpful. We are happy to win big, of course, but if we need to actually compete for the ball at the breakdown, scrum properly, jump at the lineouts, and have to fend off their jumpers, tackle their runners, read their attacking lines, and defend it well, etc., etc., then that is actually more valuable to us. Especially when you factor in that a lot of the boys who played in this match for us were playing their first match of the tournament. So in that sense, they were getting a proper workout, especially in that second half. I'm not going to complain about that. Nevertheless, in that second 40, more tries followed for the junior Springboks, courtesy of Iverson, Stefanos Linde, Iverson again, and Hashim Peed. He is now the leading try scorer at this competition with 5. And so the final score in Calvisano was South Africa 73, Scotland 14. A massive win for our boys, wrapping up top spot in Pool A with a maximum 15 points. Next up is the semi-final, which will be played against Argentina on Monday in Viadana. That will be an 8:30 p.m. kickoff South African time. And I only see positives, to be honest. Just one concern was Vusi Moyo going off. That was in the 24th minute against the Scots. I wasn't able to establish if that was for an HIA or what it was. He has easily been our best fly half based on what we've seen in Italy and also the under-20 rugby championship 2 months ago. But other than that, I'm excited about this team and what they can do. 2 wins away now from the under-20 World Championship, and from what I've heard, the celebrations were tempered in the dressing room afterwards. This team knows the job is not done yet. They are on a mission. But what do you think? Do you agree that these boys have improved drastically since that under-20 Rugby Championship, and now look the hot favourites for the title? Or do you think there are still some chinks in the armour that are concerning you and we shouldn't count our chickens before they've hatched? Let me know in the comment section down below. And just before I go, guys, I'd like to encourage you to head on over to my Patreon page and sign up as a patron. Why would you want to do that? Well, you could stand a chance to win some fabulous prizes like Springbok jerseys, merchandise from my soon-to-be-launched online store, as well as the brand new James Small biography that's coming out soon. You can also stand a chance to get me to write an ebook for you on your favorite Springbok rugby player, and we can even have quarterly Zoom calls where we discuss Springbok matches, tactics, and players, and you might even be able to tell me what topic to select for my next YouTube video. If you want to do that, you can head on over to my Patreon page, sign up as a patron. The link is in the description area below, and it starts from as little as $5 per month.
That's US dollars, not Zimbabwean dollars, I must just tell you. I know the rand is not what it once was, but I did read the other day that the rand has improved by about 6% so far this year, which is indeed good news. Nevertheless, the link is in the description area below, and I'd be very, very grateful if you would sign up as a patron. It would mean a lot to me, because I would love to do this full time and go to Australia in 2027 and cover the Rugby World Cup for you from down under with daily coverage. I thank you in advance for your support, and I'll speak to you next time.